Okay.
Pero acuérdate, no.
Acuérdate. Okay, now pause it.
Yes, you can pause it.
Last year was actually performing.
ください。Monitoring and evaluation is one of the most important topics in any organization, because it gives a sense of whether what you are doing is a good position in the another important one on that slide is the audit of court. Unfortunately, in my state, we weren't qualified for the
unqualified or unqualified?
Unqualified. We had an unqualified report. We had a qualified report last year on the audit. But what we needed is so that that sometimes this is what happens. Sometimes this is what happens, but it's not a problem. set our target. Set certain number of claims of validation, certain claims. For validation, claims, transaction claims, and for the cycle of information, whether it's present, as well as the verification of all claims, send out the cycle of information, for the cycle of information, for the cycle number of item claims, settled, set a target of 10,000. Clearly, and then we get back. We achieve 10,000. Now, if you look at the overall claim, we set a target for 2,000. Settled. However, we achieve only 30%. I'm sure now the number of 30% is. Thank you. fear we are dependent on our being in control and the request. So we see all 4,000 people for years to have to meet the mistake. Common age, it looks like that, again, this is a product that's offered, but it looks like that, Spanish is more interesting than the then transfer in terms of the estimated that the 1,000 but again, this is also a demand given once we depend on most societies that are involved in the economic program as well as the international program to come forward. Now, just for the interest, we decided last year that we can have a meeting as the one which we can our next program. We put forward that the charter from the next meeting, the 5.2% that we reached. Slide 25. This one is about the disposal and the improvement of the money to administration of the organization. We said several things that we had to do. The first one was the reason for the Communal Property Association Act. The reason that we started the meeting was because we were starting the SSM, but things were not really going well with some of the communal property associations, and we wanted to get to the bottom of the process of the association. So we decided to do a number of that hopes by the land declared the floor of the ship. Again, eviction, the threat of eviction. We set ourselves a target of 96, but we exceeded that target. Therefore, I need to create that profile of the system of the social safety. Certainly, we can never ever need to come down the right number of quarks of terror. We expected 22, but we exceeded that by 8. So that it means the addiction issue is one of them. It means that then the initiation of more addiction took place than what we expected. That's why we have to go before. If we can move to slide 59, this is about the communal level. Implementation for the communal level is the plan for implementation part with the machine. So you better start plan to the public. At that time, we were intending to pilot the implementation of the communal level in Guatemala. This is the reason that we told Guatemala in terms of communal leather implementation, Guadalupe much more ahead than the other countries. The reason why they are ahead was just before 1994, they came up with the belief of the situation for the however, it could not go ahead that we needed pilots. We needed some assignment to but since we have really abandoned that, that's the reason why we abandoned the piloting stage. The other problem is particularly the traditional leaders that is required of that concentration for the also part of the decided that let them take a different approach. Point, we have decided that we will contribute and
If you look at that,
sold to you, program, country. Most important one to protect the lives to fight the output, the first output of the second life. Spatial development framework and aim. Now just to give a brief background. Municipality also provided the whole ensemble municipality with a grant technical to develop the ambition. The second output is which one is built. We were working on preparing Parliament. We had hoped that if that particular body should be able to come to the Parliament, but we could not go to the session. They could not particularly about the grants to engage. What? wanted to transform this way, transform the process of the deep transformation, making it electronic. But not only making it electronic, but we want to have a seamless system of everybody. And the man I did work with, my presentation into one electron that was supposed to be processed. That's the estimated time of 10% for me to get it. But as I did, one of the advantages of this is that you can manage this farm of people and knowledge. We are hoping that the financial now, if you look at the 1 billion, if you look at the impact of the races, why did we not really move? And the digit problem, the problem is I came when we were talking to the situation to say, part of the problem in terms of why we understand what the money that was allocated for development, and because of the contracted nature of the rural states that they are dealing with, and also in terms of forecast, are they supposed to be doing that? And that also created a problem in terms of us really being committed to expand the road plan. So if you look at program 4, program 5, those are the priority programs that we're going to do, focus on land reform. We're looking at a budget of 3.4 for those two, and it's spent when we're going again, for the 3.1 billion that we spent. The situation, what has happened, and I want to talk this to the basis is, if you look at what has happened now in 2006 and 2007, and we will be engaging into what the audit has been done, is that we're taking into account this, we have to start to go back to the national treasury and surrender even before we end the development plan. If you look here, we only surrendered after the fact. So what we did in 2006 and 7 we were proactive to say, take into account that we never actually go, we won't be able to do this, we surrender the funding. And we look now at how we've been able to perform. Excluding development, we are now, we had a budget of 3.4.8, we surrendered 1 billion again, well in hand, through the adjustment process. We've been able to spend 99% of the budget to spend into the budget allocated. And I think we predicted during the year under review, that it's 2005 and 2006, precisely because of that development mandate that we located in the forecast. The situation like that is now the difference is also there.
All right, so if I may take you to the final slide of the presentation. Those are the slides that are speaking to the challenges that we face in last year. Restitution is budget to experience the highest outcome. The reason for that highest outcome is that most of the staff are employed in the construction. And because they are employed in construction, they were starting to develop fear. They were starting to look elsewhere. Then they didn't have so that was one of the biggest challenges. Still a challenge. The second challenge, which is secret, which is what the CFO has done, is to spend the development taking longer than the government. Precisely because of the reason that I gave, it is not the commission, nor the department, but it is responsible for development of the land. Even back to the state, which has to do with other agencies and other peers of government who are doing the same. And the thing that we also happen is critical to the effect. The third challenge, high land cost, for market value, which has to agree with that. Over the last 2 years, property has gone up, land was more expensive. So we found it very difficult to negotiate with the purpose of affording land prices because the market was offering. The next one, which are also unsubmitted and unregistered like entitled land with the classification of the working plan for me to find out what, where are the boundaries and also be joint challenge with our clients. So we have to walk with the land through within the community to find out with them where they stayed before they were removed. So some parcels of land. Cause protracted negotiations on prices with the owner, but also protracted negotiations with the claimant. Because within a claimant's group, there are some disputes and conflicts. So we have to be ready to deal with the situation. It is for this reason that the Commission started to talk about the negotiations are not completed before the voting of the Commission. For community dispute, we have touched on earlier issues of traditional authorities in traditional areas, whether it's government or land, incoherent land use practices, the need for alignment of priority. So those are the challenges. The other program also had challenges. Some are similar. Escalating land crisis. At that time, our contribution on average between 40% and 90% in the past 10 years has increased land crisis, which has had a big effect on our budget. That also explains why we spend our budget, because with the budget we can modify sufficient land. Lack of specialized skills required to drive education program. This starts to speak to what I alluded to when I talked about cross integration. To say that one of the things that we need to realize is that we need is specialized skills to do some of the work because of the change in demand. The third challenge, poor level of alignment, is the accuracy of concept. Just to make one example, within the ministry itself, the Department of Agriculture, we were not aligned, given a reservation. In the province, our provincial office approved urban project, which require agricultural okay. Having approved those, they will go to agriculture. Agriculture now, these people require this kind of support. And the provincial department of agriculture will say, no, we haven't budgeted for that. So we cannot, in this financial way, provide that agriculture. Or for the next 2 years, we will not be able to achieve that. So, because our budget doesn't allow us. The other challenge was the wooden railway in Stella, which has made the state to become the only buyer in the world. Well, the market is always supported. Because demand was high as a result of the land control. The response, the automatic response of the land control to that increasing the land price. More demand, the higher the price. So that was one of the challenges that we faced. Very soon you will hear from us what we have done. What we are proposing to have it bring down the escalation of water crisis. What did we do then with all these challenges? One of the things I should be in that position was to implement our project legislation strategy, which we have done. We talked about the engagement. We also participated in the visa program, which came to Taiwan, where we are hoping to get more land for Taiwan. We have also developed a method of a tool called energy planning, which basically is a tool that maps out a distance on the basis of what a distance is going to look like to meet the needs of that area, particularly that we have started with the important challenge of the government of the government. This tool is useful in the sense that you are able beforehand to have the department to know what land needs are out there. We are also able to know where land is made available for what kind.
this one's for you. It's all about 17,000.
We were also starting to look at new language model models. Very soon you will hear about the special purpose vehicle. What you want. We enter the agency agreement. You develop a model of the special purpose vehicle. And that's what we said with the local. We started to decentralize the state and administration. Finally, as I said, we have project implemented, which was aimed at the re-engineer our business process, provide the information to the parties for cross-flagging and to deliver.
Welcome to members. We could now engage ourselves in public and place before I allow the members to come.
Thank you, Chairperson. The DG mentioned that very soon we hear about the procedures that are going to be adopted to meet the challenge, as you put it, of the willing buyer, willing seller principle and bring down the cost of land. I'm just wondering why we need to inquire about this. This is a briefing of the committee. Why can't we know now what the plan is? What are the plans?
Because if you look at the program of Kajanov, to surrender to one thing. Now, looking for, but not looking for one. How do we ensure that you avoid a process where you meet, amidst all the challenges that you are facing, that you don't find ourselves trapped in a situation where you surrender, but to a huge amount of money back to treasury and also against the fact of, I don't like this word, I must say, I don't like this word of the pastor. Because if you say pastor, you say, can't do this that. That's just the quote, it's just the same one. I mean, that's basic accounting that I have learned that the proprietary, whatever organization, will make profit. And then the same organization, not citing the partner, but an NGO whatsoever, makes up. So those are the seven accounts that I've been. I don't expect this partner to be in trouble, but rather I would expect the department to appear in front of the committee to make more money. We want to vigorously revolutionize our program, but you don't have enough, so how can you help us? To our mandate of learning. I think that's what one would pick up, say, other than to welcome the report, and obviously it would be up to us to call it link it with the program that the department has done and monitor some improvement against what we have already passed and what we have before. Maybe the next report of 2006-07 would create a better platform for us to engage with the extension.
Some of things we do have answers that we can do because we wanted that support. But when you listen to the DGO, you see that some of things which you know, I'm feeling that we were late, but nevertheless, let's open to anyone who asks. Just because he was from this particular group, and he was in some other teacher in the report. I'm hoping that as a committee, we need to try to cover this kind of area. But also, I'm having a problem. What is the role of the department? I know maybe it's not your role to monitor and to ask this sphere of government. You know, will be all the departments will be hearing that there's no capacity in this party, there's no capacity. I don't want to repeat your words my shepherd in my defense, but I'm suspecting that you can at least do something. If you are saying that there's the 1 billion which is supposed to be going especially to the municipality, I'm sure that you can do something to that. Are you aware that we have a stake within ourselves that you can utilize? I'm sure you can talk to the department, the local government, it's your sister department. I'm feeling so bad about it. I'm ending when the executive was saying that this 1 billion, and even the financial officer is saying that this 1 billion is so much, you know. I'm suspecting that with your leadership, you can assist. Also, your fear of government, this local government, if there's something that is wrong about your capacity, I'm thinking that your capacity is better than the local government. You cannot get your next door in the day. I have your state with me. Come June, your financial year, you won't have this money will be taken back. I'm feeling that really so bad that such people are not used by another fear of government. I don't know, but maybe there are solutions.
I just forgot something very important. It's reported around the need for registration and all that. Interestingly, this committee in another cluster is also overseas the Department of Public Health. And we'll just pass it from the ATM. And a very interesting thing to take out around the asset register in relation to the land that the country owns. I don't know, maybe the city can just tell us how they are working together to update the asset register of the country. Because the asset which was coming through, it was like the Department of Land Affairs has their own asset register sponsor. Or the land that people in the country or take home land. So maybe we can just clarify from the attempt which working place to bring the other change of the country.
Some of the questions. One the willing buyer, willing seller. Our preparation was for 2005, 2006. That's why we're not given anything of what has been done up to now. Because that is in our, it will appear in our annual report of the 2007, which will also appear in our strategic plan for 2007-2008. So we have sufficient opportunities to I think we're focusing on the year that we're at.
Obviously, they are free to answer, but if they feel that they will come back, you mean they will come back better prepared on the issue. I don't know. I understand. then the owner will remember you and the answer now. You know. But
the way I understood the department is the report, that giving us a report that you might find the department. And one of the things that they're saying is that one of the challenges that they had in terms of them support was the million fire in the same problem. But it does not mean that there's no progress that has been done on that particular. And therefore, a detailed report that will even reflect on the progress that the department has made on that Africa will then come in 2006, 2007, and further in terms of the threat in 2007. That's how I understand the department. It's not like withholding information or refusing to provide information to the government.
Thank you. Now we want
to... Oh, sorry. But that's how I understand.
You know, I also understand that. But if the plans have been put in place and they will be in the report, why can't the department answer this question? Why must we wait for the report to read it? Why can't you tell us what your plans were? And if you've made the plans and if they are in place, or are they just hiding?
Okay. Avoiding a situation like panic. But my understanding is that the department says their report is with the AG. And once the report is finalized by the AG, it will be coming with the report to us. Because what will be giving us now, it will be what has not been finalized. And we can hold that information against them. So I would rather appeal that let's not put the department on a spot in this instance and wait until the report, the annual report, has passed through all the processes and they come with a final product. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, obviously that's my understanding also. If I'm addressing people and I make mention of a point and I request those people to come back to their money. I think it's a request. It could be accepted. But if we say you answer it now, you know, I also do not understand. Because it's a request that we are coming with them. And obviously we will be there when they come. Why belaboring it now? You know. We understand you need it now. Maybe you need it for something else. But it's coming. It's coming. Otherwise, if you are maybe looking to it urgently, you could ask them to put it in writing for you. You get it. I don't think there's any secret. It shouldn't be.
Hey, can I just come and share? We are not hiding anything. And it's true that we're crazy if you look at the challenge. We're saying in that particular year, 05, 06, it was one of the issues that has been raised as a challenge to that before. We're raising it in that context. But I was also saying, having identified it as a challenge in that particular year, 05, 06, in the 06-07 report, annual report, that will be presented to this election commission. We will talk at length to that way by the what have we done with respect to that challenge. Because it's something that came up as a challenge in 05-06. So we'll be coming back to this committee with a full report on the way by the that's all that I'm saying. It will be part of the report, but it will also be indicated to a certain extent in our strategic plan for 07-08. What we intend to do with what we are not going to do, you must recall that in March, February 2006, in the State of the Nation address, the President said one of the things that needs to be done is to review the willing buyer, willing seller principle. And that is what we did in 2006-2007. And we'll be coming with a report of that review to yourself. We're not hiding anything.
Well, I think the request is valid. I don't think we really have a problem on that. And I don't think we need really to vote on it. We're waiting for a discussion. Then it will be interrogated.
On the question of the city, whether land owners are participating in the city, no, they are not supposed to participate at all. These are structures or legal entities that are formed by land reform organizations. The restitution claimants or people that receive the land through the restitution to hold the land that they have acquired and manage the land as they have. So these are community structures. They don't have anything to do with the land owner. Of course, land owners may have particular views about how these CTAs are managing the land that has been handed back to them or that has been acquired. But they're not part of it. They cannot buy the land from the community and transfer the land to the city that has been formed.
Who are the beneficiaries?
Oh. Not the ones where you are silent. No, definitely. The CTAs are formed by the new lenders, which are our beneficiaries. So they are members. I don't know what the problem might be. Let's hear more.
What has happened in this situation is the land now is owned by them. But instead of being part and parcel of the land, it is specifically on the mining, where they were saying these people are just doing everything that they are not sitting on the court on what is happening. So it seems as if those people were just doing that mining for themselves as this particular association. I think it's a problem of disseminating the information to the other beneficiaries. Well, not all of them participate. So the smaller mining community does not fill up the other people in what is happening.
Let me put it this way. You know, a CTA is meant to be an association of all the beneficiaries. Yeah. In other words, they have rights to be the association. They should be part of the decision. But what happens, which is one of the things that the review has also pointed out, is that the committee, because they have to select a committee to run the affairs of the association, does not involve them. They take decisions on their behalf. Now, in situations of that nature, they have the right to prepare to engage with the constituents. But in situations of that nature, it is the right of every member of the CPA to lodge a complaint, which say this is what is happening in our decisions are taken by the committee without consultation or not informed. Because their constitution is supposed to say how a decision is taken, such as all the members of that committee are involved in that decision process. So they have a right to provide a video of the committee and we will investigate and come up with some sort of decision. The next one of the piloting I said we decided not to go ahead with the piloting. The reason being one, that the other problems, like the same case for Malaga, to see why do you put the pilot in KwaZulu-Natal, not pilot. Of course, we have reason to prioritize what is concerned. Like most of the work that is required in the implementation of the plan, in terms of surveying the land, in terms of having structure for land administration, that has been done in KwaZulu-Natal through the KwaZulu-Natal Act. And these other problems we have and we thought that to test the implementability of the SLARA, it would be better to start with what we have so that we can learn some lessons before we go to other problems. But there was big objection to that. So that was one reason. The second reason was that they could have challenged legislation. Now it applies only in a particular area of the country, where it is applicable to the whole country. And we thought that rather than going into that, let's suspend it and look at a better way in which we can implement all the problems. I would ask Kijiji Mahalmela to talk to the language manager the problem
Thank you. As you can ask our parliamentary officer here to ask us to do it, in terms of the parliamentary process when we table a deal. Because, you know, we used to say, for example, in the first month, that our target would be the passing of the bill, the passing of the bill. But then we still change that and say, submission to the minister, because until we submit to the minister, and when we submit to the minister, then the minister is the one who tables in cabinet, and then the other process follows, then goes to parliament. So we as a department no longer have control on the parliamentary process. All I can say is that now we're happy after so many years, the deal is now on the table in cabinet, and we will get back to look at the deal again as some review, and we'll be going back again mid-July. So when the cabinet is considered it and I hear to work the deal, then one would assume that in terms of those parliamentary processes, then it will be going to the table as soon as it's there in parliament. And then also it is the session that is going to be good. So definitely also it will be good. But then,
on the three pieces of legislation, EFSA, FCA, and FI, yes, I agree that this may come up as a political concern. But we will see.
point I wanted to emphasize is the UNDH for over 10 years, we've been trying to implement the standard without success. Because what EFTA and MCA did was to regulate rather than protect the nation. And that has been the major challenge. And in dealing with that challenge, we tried to, as I said, to come up with a proposal that creates a class of non-efficacious occupiers. But after engagement with the former minister, it became clear that if we go that route, two things that are not positive. First one is that you will have a piece of land, a farm like that, and then you have occupiers, say two families, who are paying at that farm. And what that would have meant? Would have meant that you say sure they are Kenya here. And that might be a very small shop. In some cases, they would not even have what we call a garden. And worse than that is that you need to bring in services to the city. Water, sanitation, all of those things. And it's found that the town that could provide those services is far flung. And the farmer would say, if now these people get this piece of land here, to say, well, I'm not providing my own water for yourself. I'm not going to take care of you in terms of sanitation and all other social economic, you know, needs to require. The state must be. And when we approach municipalities tell your folks to bring services here, it's going to be very costly for two families. So that was one of our when we created this non-ethical occupier here. And some farms with only one family. Now, the municipality are saying can't bring that one family. So that was one issue. But the second issue is that if you are saying people are non-ethical, what do you mean? Because some people, for some reason, need to be evicted. So you are taking a class of non-evicted, or you are putting the farm owner in a very difficult situation. You are, in fact, violating that owner's property rights. Saying if you have people who, for some reason, could have been evicted legally, and they cannot be evicted, you are now, your legislation is unconstitutional to the extent that it violates my land rights. So we decided that this is not good. In fact, the amendments of EFTA and the LTA are not going to work for us. We thought that the best thing to do is to separate the management of the issue from providing the quality of service. We need legislation that regulates evictions because there could be very valid reasons why people should be evicted. Is they farm dealers or not? Okay. So you need a piece of legislation that ensures that there is due process in doing that. But that legislation cannot have a thing that protects China or people. And he said the only way you can deal with the issue of Angola is to provide them with land. If the state lets go out and buy land for those people. If, for example, in this particular instance here,
we feel that it is in the public interest that we get the whole farm so that we can live, you know, a sustainable livelihood. Let us negotiate for the right farmer to get the whole farm, rather than putting them in this poverty trap here. Just get the whole farm for them so that they work the farm themselves, we have agriculture to give them the necessary support. Let's buy the whole farm instead. And that is what our distribution process is. Let's negotiate. And if the farmer is unwilling, and it is in the public interest that we do this for these people, we are talking. So that's the rule that we have. We are also saying that around a certain town, you may get farms closer to a town, particularly the rural town. And there are these farm workers who are on the far flung farms, who are not getting proper services because of the distance. Let's negotiate with those farm together to come closer to them and give them land which is closer. Which means we have to negotiate with those farm owners who own farms that are closer to buy them out. Again, if they become unwilling and it is in the public interest, we have to talk to them farms. And settle the function. They will continue working on the first farm, huh? That's where now we need to bring in, for example, a department such as transport. To say now these people will need transport to travel from where? From where they are. Because now they own now these places, these are there. Nobody will put them attracting them. Then we talk to public work. We check in the Department of Transport, we check what engaging. In terms of rural transport. Okay. So that there is transport that takes them to and from work. Okay. But that also opens an opportunity for these farm dwellers to get jobs here, closer to where they are in town. Okay. But the growth also that we want to give is what we call a small holding, okay, which have sufficient land where they can grow. Egg kettles or whatever for themselves to feed their family. They may also be able to produce a surplus, which they sell where in town here. So we're saying this is a better option for us to use our distribution program to ensure the tenure of the factory. It may come up as a policy concept, but this is how it should be. Yeah, now we can also, the select committee is also wishing we can make a special report. The relationship between the restitution commission and the GRA, that's a tough one. The officials will tell you, I always characterize it as a schizophrenic. On one hand, the commission is functional. In dealing with claims, accepting claims, there's an act that affects how the commission helps. So, as the head of the Department of Labor, I have no say on how that between themselves and the claimant and the minister. It's only the minister that can intervene and say, no, I don't like how you're settling this claim. I don't have that information. So the whole process of processing claims is outside my mandate. On the other hand, I am the accounting officer of the commission, which means I have to account for the resources that we use. wherever I don't have any authority over how they do their work in terms of setting up the church. So that is full of tension. On one hand, you are being asked to account for the resources that the commission needs, financial, material, but you don't have control over how they go about the process of it's something that has been discussed over years in this I'm now 30 years in this department. This has not been resolved. In fact, my honest view, which I have expressed to the minister, I have expressed to the commission, is that I would have preferred a situation where the commission is completely open. They have their own accounting for it. They be like other commissions. That would have been faster. But because of the time frame, when I started, it was otherwise and he said, no. It's going to take time for the commission to establish itself. We have its own financial management structure, its own human resources, its partners, and all of that. But what is the administration program? So, in a nutshell, the role of the Department of Ministry is to provide resources for the commission to do their work. And account only for the use of but not the process of saying this is a public claim, not a public claim, or we are not in the I would like to be careful to talk to Sareda Duarte.
Coming down.
bigger issue. I think at the heart of the problem is the role of function of the commission. The commission was set up to set the election as their mandate. What happened after the land play should have been the responsibility. But that was never clarified. Because it was not clarified, we could not allow a situation where these new landowners can afford in poverty trap. The lessons that we learned from Rimfat Mark and the point. That claim was settled by the commission, and other tiers of government and other departments had to come in and provide services and other things that we should provide to such as housing. But that never happened for years. And now that came back to bite us to say, now this restitution problem that happened, you know, has is leading to us, to poverty. People become poverty, more poverty stricken than they were before the land was given back to themselves, because where they were, they had houses, they had services, but now you bring them back to the land, which is barren, which is nothing. Who provides for development? And that was not in the mandate. And that's why later on they had to push for the amendment of the Restitution Act to allow the commission at least to get money for development. Which money could only be utilized through other agencies, because they were not meant to do that. So they rely on municipalities, on parastatals such as Itala, banking, financing, all the other side. Okay. So we have to go into agents with the municipalities or such agents to do the development, because the commission doesn't have that capacity. The Department of Land Affairs doesn't have that capacity, because they were not meant to. So that is the challenge. Quarterly reporting to the select committee, we would welcome that, and we would then request that the committee provide us with the information which will require us to come and report from the committee. We will definitely do that. To monitor or assist local governments, because of the problem faced by local governments, all national requirements have been unexpected to provide hands-on support to municipalities. That is why you will see in this report earlier, I talked about the development of spatial development framework, which must be part of the ICT of municipalities. As a department, we are doing that. We even provide funding. As we have done for our sample. I know there are more than four our sample now. Technical support. But we have also been requested by cabinet to come up with a master plan for support, each national department. Support of municipalities. That must be submitted next month. So we are working on that the Department of Land Affairs. What kind of support can we provide to municipalities? In fact, the area-based planning method that I spoke about is also a way in which we are assisting the country in terms of our own land reform to ensure that land reform issues are captured in the IDP. We will also provide them with a warm body to assist them in terms of ensuring that they have it. In the new structure that was proposed, we have a component, a unit that is set up specifically for that purpose. And as time goes on, we may want to take that unit and have it all transferred to a municipality so that they have that capacity to deal with the information in their IDP. So they were attempting. Okay, on the asset register on the state level, the Department of Public Works is correct to say that the Department of Land Affairs has its own register on state land. Because there is a state land that is controlled by our minister and administered by the Department of Land Affairs. More especially, former South African Development Trust land. You will recall that by 1994 there were still some pieces of land that were expropriated from White Bank to consolidate the former Bank of South. That land, which was never transferred to those Bank of South, remained FADT land. And that FADT land was inherited by our minister and therefore by the department. So that kind of thing, that's an example of something that we have, is part of our assets. So that correction. Having said that, it is the responsibility of the Department of Public Works to ensure that all state property, including state land, there is a register for all of them. Some years ago, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was in the late 1997 or 1998, I'm sure, yes. But some millions were provided to the Department of to do an audit of all state land, including state land which is under control of certain departments like our Affairs and Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, to have that inventory of all that. You don't know what happened, but that project was never completed. So if you talk about the project and the asset register of all state land in the country, it is the responsibility of the Department of Public Works taking the asset register of the area, pulling them together, okay, verifying the information that is correct, so that we have a register of all state properties. So in terms of that, we have a national register, but we have our own specific national register for the land.
Thank you very much. I think maybe we should put the subject in the therefore, so that we are able to comply with our agenda of time before one o'clock. Let me take this opportunity to extend the meeting members of the department. Make an important subject, even if it is 2005-2006. As I said earlier, there are a number of guests, but why did it take out? But I think it's a good situation. Looking forward, we hope the 2006-2007 will not be delayed by the Assembly downstairs. issues for the
thank you very much.
Don't
run away with it. We're waiting.
We don't want to put the cat before the
Well, that's all. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Before you leave, let me round off the committee report, National Council of Promises, the report of the Black Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, and the annual report and financial statement for 2005-06 for the Department of Land Affairs dated 19 June 2007. The Black Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs, having been briefed by the Department of Land Affairs on the annual report and financial statement for 2009 for 2005-06, including the report of the Auditor General on the financial statement of 2009 for 2005-06, refers to the report that it has concluded its deliberations thereof. Agreed? You propose. Thank you very much. You know which direction to take. And that's the Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs.
Thank you.